It's the morning of Australia Day in 1966, and South Australia is in the midst of a summer heatwave. In the Adelaide suburb of Somerton Park, three young children leave their home unsupervised for a day at nearby Glenelg Beach. But 9-year-old Jane Beaumont, her 7-year-old sister Anna, and their 4-year-old brother Grant never return home. 50 years on, the Beaumont children case remains Australia's most recognised unsolved mysteries. Australian author and cultural commentator Beth Spencer, who has researched and written about the case, says it marked a significant societal shift across the country.
It was a time when you trusted that strangers were your neighbours, basically. And you sent your kids out thinking they were fine. And after that became very strong messages about stranger danger. People on a really deep level in their homes and in their families, and brought in this notion that there is strangers and there's us.
Their disappearance captured the nation's attention, becoming a defining event in modern Australian history. Many were left bewildered by the question of how three children could vanish in the middle of suburbia without a trace. Professor Richard Zarr, a professor of law and criminal justice at the University of South Australia, says the sheer mystery that surrounds the case is what has people enthralled.
And I think it's because no one could pin a finger on anyone. You know, the police do a pretty good job. 99% of matters are usually resolved within a period of time. And even if you can't find the perpetrator, at the very least, you kind of know how it happened and the body is found, etc. So no bodies, no perpetrators, and a complete and utter mystery. And that's what captured Australia's interest.
Beth Spencer says it was also because of the media coverage at the time.
It was one of the possibly the first time that they actually had parents on TV appealing to people in their lounge rooms. So this was a case that came directly into our own home. And you saw Jim and Nancy Beaumont appealing to anybody that had the children to bring them back or to help, and or anyone that had seen. And so everybody was sort of engaged in it.
Despite a number of suspects and leads over the past 50 years, the Beaumont children case has never been solved. But as the anniversary of their disappearance approaches, a new lead could provide a significant breakthrough. For the past year, the case has been the subject of a review by South Australia Police's Major Crime Investigation Branch. During that review, the Seven Network, which has been conducting its own probe into the disappearance, made investigators aware of the results of a new state-of-the-art geophysical land testing. The results are believed to show disturbed earth at the rear of a factory site in the Adelaide suburb of North Plympton. Bill Hayes, a former South Australian detective, believes this could be where the children might have been buried.
With the information we've had, one would be led to the opinion that this could be the place.
That, along with fresh information from witnesses, has led police back to the North Plympton site, which was first excavated in 2013. Xanthi Mallett, a forensic scientist and criminologist from Newcastle University, has been working on the investigation for Seven. She says although the site has been examined before, for the first time, scans will use electricity to determine what is going on under the soil.
So there are other techniques which were used on other areas of the site using radar, but we found that that didn't give the best response. So electricity is sent into the soil, it gives back a 3D image of what's going on, and that's what's shown up the anomaly in this case.
She says at this stage she can't be sure whether the new dig will locate anything significant, but says the new technology is promising.
All we know at the moment is there's something going on beneath the soil that shows up as different to the surrounding area, and that's what the police are particularly interested in. What I can say is this new technology that's been applied, if they are there, then this is certainly going to help us find them.
The University of South Australia's Professor Zarr says if bones are found, a DNA test could quite easily establish who they belong to.
That DNA won't have deteriorated. That'll be a perfect match. If it is a perfect match, then at the very least you can now work backwards and say, well, if the children were buried here, who had access to the site, and the police have a whole range of other leads, persons of interest that are far more easily then connected, the dots can begin to be connected. And that would be a huge breakthrough to working out ultimately who did it.
South Australian police say the area will likely be excavated within the coming weeks. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.